As the Michigan economy works to recover from the economic downturn and the decline in its manufacturing base, we've been having plenty of debates over what policies to pursue that encourage economic growth and ensure a robust public education system and set Michigan on a long-term path toward more prosperity. With much state policy recently determined by a Republican majority in the state capitol, the path touted to bring Michigan's economy back often involves lower taxes, a decrease in regulation, and an overall reduction in the role of government. But a recent report put out by Michigan Future, an Ann Arbor-based think tank that focuses on the Michigan economy, looks at one state in our region, Minnesota, that has the most robust economy among the Great Lakes states, and yet its residents are some of the most heavily taxed in the nation. Rick Haglund is a longtime Michigan journalist and the author of the report entitled State Policies Matter: How Minnesota's Tax, Spending, and Social Policies Help It Achieve the Best Economy Among Great Lakes States. Rick joins us by phone to help us see what we might learn from Minnesota. Welcome back to the program, Rick.
Good to be with you, Mark.
By what measures does Minnesota have the healthiest economy in the Great Lakes?
Well, by many of them. They have the highest per capita income among the Great Lakes states, the lowest unemployment rate. I believe they have the lowest poverty rate as well. And another important measure that we don't think about a lot is the percentage of adults that are in the workforce. Minnesota has the highest rate in the Great Lakes region and one of the highest in the country. So a lot of people working, low poverty, high incomes.
And as you were digging into the research, what surprised you about Minnesota?
Well, we knew going into this that Minnesota was a high-tax state and spent more on things that Michigan Future would say are important to developing a competitive, knowledge-based economy. I guess we were a little surprised at how much more Minnesota taxes than Michigan does in some of the spending areas. I mean, as an example, they have a progressive personal income tax system. The highest rate, the wealthiest people in the state, people making over $250,000 a year, pay 9.85% income tax rate. Michigan has a flat rate of less than half that, 4.25%. And even the people on the lowest end of the income scale pay 5.35%, which is higher than Michigan's rate. Although there's some circuit breaker type stuff that allows people at the low end of the spectrum to pay less than that 5.35%. But still, in all, very high tax rates. Businesses, the business income tax rate is a third higher than Michigan, and virtually every business has to pay something. Unlike Michigan, where only C corporations are taxed.
Let's look at a few of the key policy differences that you looked at in your paper. Revenue sharing, first of all, huge topic here in Michigan. How does Minnesota handle revenue sharing?
Well, they do it in a couple of ways. They have something that is comparable to our revenue sharing that they call local government aid, which is on a per capita basis roughly about what we spend, maybe even a little less, but there's a whole variety of other aid that they give for specific local government services such as police and fire. That was $2 billion last year. So on a per capita basis overall, they're spending about four times as much in local aid to local communities as we do.
How do they fund their roads?
They fund their roads with three different taxes. They have a gasoline tax like we have in Michigan that's 9 cents a gallon higher than our tax. They also have a sales. They apply the sales tax to gasoline sales, but unlike in Michigan, all of that money goes to
roads
and public transportation. In Michigan, it goes to the general fund and schools. And their third source of revenue is their motor vehicle registration tax, which also goes, is dedicated to transportation. So on transportation, they're spending more than double per capita than we are.
So a bigger bite at the gas pump in Minnesota?
Yes. I was going to check this morning to see how retail gas prices compare to Minnesota to Michigan. I didn't get a chance to do that, but yes, the gasoline tax is a little over 9 cents a gallon higher than ours.
Let's look at taxes here a little bit, too. Minnesota recently raised its income tax rate on the wealthy and its business tax rate, as I think you have alluded to here earlier. Has that led to businesses leaving the state? The business tax bit?
Not that we could determine. In fact, we got an email the other day after the report came out from an official in the state of Minnesota saying that basically business formation has been increasing in the state. The latest Fortune 500 report showed that Fortune 500 companies had been growing. The number had been growing in Minnesota over the past 15 years. Some of the data that's available is really really lags, and we didn't really look into whether businesses were leaving or not. But that was some of the evidence that we've seen.
Well, as objectively as possible here, Rick, how much food for thought does your study provide for the Republican majority at the Michigan Capitol?
Well, I think what's happened in Michigan is we've had sort of a one-sided debate as to how to enact policies that aid the economy, and basically that has been cut taxes, lower regulation, mm-hmm. shrink the size of government, do right to work, and those sorts of things. There really hasn't been much of a counterpoint saying, hey, here's some examples where maybe this, it's more effective to do something else. And if you look at the history of tax cuts in Michigan, we bounce back periodically with, when the auto industry comes back. But basically, these tax cuts over a long period of time have not really increased Michigan's prosperity. And in fact, if you look at things like per capita income, how we rank against other states, we've lost significant ground over the past 20 or 30 years, where Minnesota has basically been one of the strongest economies for the past 40 years in virtually every year.
Rick Haglund is our guest from Bridge Magazine. Rick's just wrapped up a report that appears in Bridge entitled State Policies Matter, How Minnesota's Tax Spending and Social Policies Help It Achieve the Best Economy Among Great Lakes States. Could you argue that Michigan or that Minnesota's economy, I mean, you mentioned 3M, General Mills, Honeywell, Target, a number of others. Could you argue that Minnesota enjoys the kind of diversified economy that Michigan is really trying to create?
Certainly. In fact, we say that in the report that obviously a lot of this is due to the mix of industries in Minnesota. There's no question about that. Underlying that are these state policies that people in Minnesota, by and large, think are important to the prosperity of their state.
Yeah, talk to us about that.
Well, it really goes back really a long way. Some of this is really cultural. Michigan and Minnesota are kind of similar states. Certainly, they're both cold weather states, upper Midwest, they border the Great Lakes, and all of that. But what seems to be the case in Minnesota is that there's maybe more of a balance of looking out for the community good as well as the individual good. In fact, one of the people I talked to there when I was doing the research told me this little joke that Minnesotans are very civic-minded people. They pay some of the highest taxes of any state in the country, and they give what's left over to Minnesota Public Radio.
Oh, that's good.
So there really is a history of civic mindedness there. One of the other things that's kind of interesting is a lot of states basically take the approach of, well, in order to get more people into the workforce, and get people off welfare and unemployment, we've got to shrink those benefits and give people more of an incentive to work. Minnesota does exactly the opposite, which is really interesting. They've got very high spending on health and human services. Their maximum weekly benefit for unemployment is $610 a week, one of the highest in the country, maybe the highest in the country. Michigan is $362 a week. So, I mean, and yet they've got an unemployment rate of 4.7%. So it really tells you something kind of interesting.
Not everything is going well in Minnesota. I mean, the Minneapolis school district has been struggling for a number of years. It has one of the worst graduation rates for African American males in the country. How do you parse out what policies are responsible for the success in Minnesota and which ones are still perhaps not effective in areas like public education?
Well, you're right, and I don't know a lot about the Minnesota public school system, but they apparently have some of the same challenges that many urban school districts around the country have. Like in other states, there's an ongoing debate about the optimal tax rates and whether people are being taxed too much. You know, the business community has complained about that for a long time. But I mean, if you look overall, Minnesota has been ranks as the top state in terms of college preparedness of any state in the country, according to the ACT folks. They have one of the highest rates, or one of the highest educational attainment rates in the country in terms of people with bachelor's degrees or above, and they've been the metro area, the Minneapolis-St. Paul metro area has been a magnet for young talent. So they seem to be doing an awful lot right.
Would a similar comparison to another state, let's say Illinois, where taxation is also really high in a lot of areas, would you expect a similar study looking at Illinois to yield strikingly different results? I mean, Illinois faces challenges that Minnesota doesn't, and higher taxes there have arguably had a lot less impact, correct?
A lot less impact in Illinois? Positive impact?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I mean, we didn't spend a whole lot of time looking at Illinois. I mean, the purpose of the report was to compare Minnesota and Michigan. I think some of Illinois' problems have been more recent in terms of, they've had a lot of government corruption, with governors going to jail, and they've got this big pension problem, pension funding problem that Minnesota doesn't have. So I think that's created some problems there. I think the thing to keep in mind about Minnesota is that this strategy that they've had goes back 40 or 50 years, and they've pretty much stuck to it through various administrations, whether it's been a Republican governor, a Democratic governor. Or
that's what I find interesting.
Independent like Jesse Ventura.
Sure. I mean, there have been notable conservatives that have emerged from Minnesota, and you're saying it doesn't appear to have changed dramatically even when the GOP, for example, has enjoyed more political leverage.
Yes, that's right. That's right. You know, and as Lou Glaser at Michigan Future says, you know, if Michigan just simply tomorrow enacted all of Minnesota's tax and spending policies, I mean, you wouldn't necessarily expect Michigan to have the same results. And we're kind of careful not to say that this is, you know, there's exact causation there. But, you know, it's something that they've done over the long haul, which appears to be paying off.
Rick Haglund is a longtime Michigan journalist and author of the report State Policies Matter, How Minnesota's Tax, Spending, and Social Policies Help It Achieve the Best Economy Among Great Lakes States, which was commissioned by Michigan Future Incorporated, an Ann Arbor-based think tank that focuses on the Michigan economy. Rick, many thanks.
You're welcome. It's good to be with you.